Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, I'm Kitty. You're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be chatting about walking and what it can do for your health and well-being. I was thinking just the other day, when I was out for a stroll, just how much it brightened my day. As I walked along, I pondered on why it just made me feel better in myself. I concluded that walking and being outside were the two main factors in my feeling better that day. Do you like walking? How much of it do you do? I don't mean the day-to-day walking whilst you're doing your usual daily activities. What I mean is purposefully walking as a form of exercise, encouraging your mind to wander as well as your feet. Personally, I love walking, but these days I don't do enough of it. Right now, I've made a commitment to myself to go for a long walk at least once a week. Walking, if you think about it, is something that's free. It may be social. It gets you outside. And also it aids you in keeping fit as well. You don't have to walk miles and miles to get the benefits of walking either. Whether you're out for a walk in an urban or a rural area, there are so many things you can do and such a variety of places you could go. I feel very lucky to live on the Isle of Wight, as we're surrounded with so much lovely countryside, with a variety of things to do and see. If walking is something which you really don't want to do on your own, then there are some great walking groups here on the island. Just take a look on social media, in the local newspapers, on the internet, or at the local libraries, or just ask your friends. It's not only been able to get out and about in a group setting, is it though? You can also make new friends too, which is absolutely fabulous. There's also the Isle of Wight Walking Festival, with oodles of planned walks. It's a huge event here. So what is it that walking can do to benefit your well-being? If you look online, there's so much information about the benefits of walking for your overall health and well-being. Walking can help your physical, psychological and emotional well-being. From a physical perspective, it goes without saying that our bodies need exercise to remain active and as fit as possible. Burning calories, helping you to manage your blood pressure and other medical conditions, boosting your energy, and also many other things too. From a psychological and emotional viewpoint, walking helps you think about things. Walking along quietly enables you to do something which I call empty your brain. It gives you time to reflect on the things which may be troubling you, causing you concern, but it does enable you to look at things from another angle. Sometimes stopping for a few moments in a convenient place and writing things down to remember is a great idea too. Personally, I stop and write things down often. Else I would have forgotten by the end of my walk, most probably. Take care to stay safe when you're out and about walking. Take a drink and a snack with you, and wear some appropriate sturdy footwear. It's a good idea to take a mobile phone as well, in case you encounter difficulties. That's it for now. Till the next podcast, look after yourselves.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.